We're more than just a shelter. We have really strong support services, and those services are designed to help women to reach self-sufficiency. We do not recycle the homeless. So when women and children come into our program, we have a structured course of programs and an individual self-sufficiency plan that enables them to reach milestones and benchmarks where the end goal that they're able to have their own apartment and maintain stable housing.
Now, I understand that a lot of the women that you let in here are women who were incarcerated or who really had severe problems before they ended up here.
Some of our women have had previous experiences with incarceration, and others were just on their way. So we have a prevention mechanism in place. We prevent women from going into incarceration by allowing them opportunity in order to change the course of their lives.
And they come with their children. If they have children, too, they can live.
Exactly. So we have a strong focus on the children because children are a priority at Time for Change Foundation. So our goal is to ensure that they don't have to follow their parents' footsteps. And so we make sure they're able to perform in school. They're prepared for school. We have nutrition, early child readiness, lots of programs designed to help children to thrive and reach their full potential.
And programs for the parents, too, to do better?
Exactly. We have a really structured course of programs, financial education, money management, parenting. We have case management, independent living skills. Community involvement is very important for the women to get back into the community. So we actually do part of the cleanup for the park days, and we volunteer at other organizations so they can have a sense of belonging by giving back and contributing to society.
We're standing outside this beautiful facility, Phoenix Square. When the last time I talked with you, shortly before your last fundraising gala, this was just kind of a dirty, old, beat-up house and a plan.
Exactly. It was very dilapidated, and it had been run down with transients. People were in here doing drugs and just really sleeping. And we came in, and we saw a vision. And that vision was that we could rehabilitate this facility and turn it into something that's going to be a nice jewel for the city of San Bernardino and put a new face on what low-income housing should look like. So as you see, the Phoenix Square, Phoenix meaning rising from the ashes, and squares because I went to Europe and everything had a square on it. So the Phoenix Square is rising of the ashes for low-income housing, where it's quality housing. As you notice here, people feel like they living in the Sheraton Hotel or something really, really nice because we was able to control the money that was being spent and ensure we got quality product. And so we have quality residents who appreciate living in nice housing, and the rent is very, very low because that's what affordable housing is for low-income families, no more than a third of their income. But you see, a year later, it's still looking beautiful because they maintain the housing. Believe it or not, low-income people really appreciate nice housing. But sometimes, because our city is plagued with slumlords and absentee landlords, we see a version of low-income housing that doesn't reflect what the Phoenix Square does. So we want to be the model of low-income housing, and everything's to look just as nice, if not better than this.